Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A Cornwall teenager was hit by a Jeep yesterday near the intersection of Route 7 and Beebe Hill Road. Was flown to Hartford Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Police say D'Artagnan Oyandel, 17, of Cornwall Bridge, was struck while walking on Beebe Hill Road towards the intersection of Route 7 on Monday afternoon. He ran into the crosswalk that crosses Route 7 without stopping at the intersection to check for traffic. He struck the left side of the Jeep and the windshield. His injuries were serious but did not appear to be life-threatening. He was first taken to Sharon Hospital by Falls Village Ambulance, later flown to Hartford Hospital by LifeStar. A 25-year-old Poughkeepsie man suffered serious head injuries in a one-car accident yesterday morning in Greenport, New York, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. He was driving north on Route 9G in a Ford when he crossed the center line, exited the west side of the roadway. Police responded to the accident about 5:08 in the morning. He was trapped in the car and had to be extricated from the vehicle by Greenport and Germantown fire and rescue personnel. He was transported to Albany Medical Center with serious head injuries. The sheriff's office said the highway was closed for about 2 hours during their investigation. Brian Oler was meant to hold a meet and greet at Noble Horizons Community Room today at 3 p.m. Unfortunately, Brian learned yesterday that he had to postpone that meet and greet. As the Speaker of the House yesterday sent out notification at noon that all legislators were to report to the Capitol to consider voting on a veto override. Take a stand to end domestic violence, the annual community vigil put on by Women's Support Services, will be held 5:30 at the White Hart in Salisbury, Connecticut. The event will take place rain or shine. The Exchange Club of Canaan has a dinner meeting, reception at 6, the dinner at 6:30 at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village. The speaker will be Owen Quinn, Executive Director of the United Way of Northwest Connecticut. The North Canaan Board of Selectmen meeting from Monday night will be held on Wednesday this week at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Leslie Elias, Artistic Director of Grumbling Griffin's Traveling Children's Theater, will be the guest speaker at the monthly meeting of the Cornwall Women's Society on Thursday at 10 a.m. at Town Hall, with a program entitled Grumbling Griffin's The Art of Participatory Theater. It's open to the public and free of charge. October 5th in Great Barrington, Simon's Rock, the poetry and fiction series presents MacArthur Genius Grant Award-winning author Deborah Eisenberg at 7 p.m. Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting coming up on October 5th at 7:30. In Pine Plains, the FFA Fall Festival happens on Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th, two full days beginning at 9 o'clock each day and wrapping up on Friday with a roast beef dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. at the high school cafeteria. On Saturday, a full day activities with their parade, the horse showmanship, the car show, dairy showmanship, and pet show, and more. October 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's the Salisbury Fall Festival taking place in Salisbury and Lakeville, Connecticut. More information, salisburyfallfestival.org. October 6th in Poughkeepsie, Starry Night Walkway. That's over the Hudson, the major annual fundraising event taking place at the Upper Landing Park. Enjoy food from Chef Charles Fells, wine and beer from Millbrook Vineyards and Winery at halftime, and a view of the fireworks from 6 till 10 p.m. Audubon Sharon is presenting several public programs on Saturday, all taking place or starting from the Sharon Audubon Center. This Saturday, a morning bird walk from 7 till 9, $5 for members, $10 for non-members. More information at the register, contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108. Information at sharon.audubon.org. The Cornwall Library's Columbus Day Book Sale will be held at the library on Pine Street Saturday through Monday. The sale features current bestsellers, collectors, treasures, and favorite books for readers of all ages. Early bird admission is $15 on Saturday from 9 till 10. Sunday books at half price. Monday, a super deal. Fill a bag of books for $5. Also, prints from the Labor Day weekend art sale will be available at reduced prices. October 7th and 8th in Stockbridge, Berkshire Botanical Garden Harvest Festival. Family fun, food, and local craft vendors, entertainment, farmers markets, petting zoo, giant tag sales, and much, much more from 10 until 5. Leaf Piefer Concerts 2017 from Russia with Love being held October 7th at Time and Space Limited on Columbia Street in Hudson, New York at 7:30. Information at 518-822-8100. Once again, a reminder, The Wissahick Project have the opening of their fall exhibition, Ley Lines, on October 7th. The event is free and open to the public, and Art Nest will be open all afternoon as well. In Chatham on October 7th, Oktoberfeast, a village-wide celebration featuring local food and drink, two stages of live music, a chili contest benefiting Columbia Pathways to Recovery, and more from 11 to 11. The community contra dance will be held Saturday, October 7th at Cornwall Town Hall. Dancing will begin at 7 with old-time music by Still the Homegrown Band. Excellent calling by special guest David Kaner. All dances taught, all ages welcome, no partner necessary. A donation is requested to pay the caller. More information at 860-672-6101 or on the web motherhouse.us. The Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad popular Star Wars Pancake Breakfast will be held this year on Sunday, October 8th. Several characters from the 501st Connecticut Garrison will be at the breakfast and available for pictures with children of all ages. The event will be held from 7 till 10:30 at the firehouse. The breakfast includes all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, home fries, French toast, sausage, and bacon. There will be free giveaways to all those in costume. Several items have been donated for a raffle to benefit the Ambulance Squad, including a Stormtrooper helmet and several figurines. Raffle tickets can be purchased at the door. More information at 917-742-7287. St. John of the Wilderness in Copaic Falls having a Harvest Fest, their fourth annual, on Sunday from noon till 4 p.m. There'll be many fun events, a puppet show, balloon tying, pony rides, interesting vendors, a bake sale, face painting, lunch bar, and more, sponsored by the Episcopal Church Women of St. John's. More information at 518-329-1036. And, of course, on Sunday, it's the 7th Annual Brewski Fest. That takes place at Satry Hill. Take a beautiful walk back to the Salisbury Watersports Satry Hill Ski Jump. Enjoy a brat, a hot dog, a burger, and a brew, or two, maybe three. Tons of breweries, great scenery, food, and fun, all to benefit the Salisbury Watersports Association. More information at salisburyisjumping.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 152.51 yesterday, starting off today at 22,557.60. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6516.72 and the S&P 500 at 2529.12. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.